This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I respect Dennis Allen, and I respect the, what he brings to a team. My pride won't let me sit here and say playing the Saints as a Falcon was so, because I mean, we was ready to do it. I mean, however, we had to do it. So I respect Dennis Allen. I'm very happy to be playing under him now. And those teams are gritty for a good reason.
You know that's Grady Jarrett. Do I even need to tell you at this point? He's the narrator of some wonderful story. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We wanted to talk about this, and we asked the question, you did, Marshall, in our pre-show meeting, who are the leaders of the Bears defense? And while I think that is something that we will continue to discuss, ask and ye shall receive. You got one of the leaders of the Bears defense, their defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, the former head coach, talking.
He's the unquestioned leader of the defense because that's his job title, defensive coordinator. You've got to coordinate. That's what Dennis Allen's here to do. He's a former head coach. He's had great experience as a coordinator. Plus, I think the head coaching experience is something that the head coach, Ben Johnson, now of the Bears, will be able to lean into a little bit. So I love the way that this staff was created, especially from the top going down.
Well, and Ben Johnson talked about it yesterday, didn't he? Like, that was one of the most refreshing points of what he had to say, was when he mentioned, I'm going to lean on the guys I know who have experience, the coaching staff around me. That's humility, and that's understanding that people are there to see for your blind spots. That was big, in my opinion, and we didn't really touch on it, but that was something that I really felt was important that he communicated. Dennis Allen, I think, he might be in the Layla Rahimi, it's not 2-a-days until you throw up school of thought here, because even though there's not 2-a-days, and I don't want to see people throwing up, do you know what another traditional practice piece is?
There's so many.
Something that's so essential? Up downs.
Oh, well, yeah, that. I just saw a video. I'm trying to remember who did it. An NFL player brought his girlfriend out to the practice field, and she put her in a helmet, which she said smelled, and ran her through practice to see if she was athletic enough to go through like an NFL workout. And he had her doing up downs as part of that with the helmet on. It was amazing.
That is amazing. And good on her for trying.
She didn't try. She succeeded. I was impressed. She was catching passes, doing defensive stuff. I was like, okay.
I love that. And also football gear does smell. That's part of the essence. So Dennis Allen apparently talks about how the defense had to do up downs at practice.
It's all part of building the culture of what type of defense that we're going to be. And you have to pay the toll. You have to pay the price. It's a privilege to be on this defense. And so we've been doing that on every defense that I've been associated with since 2009. And it's a way to mentally train players to be tough and push through adversity. Training camp's going to be difficult, and we're going to have to be able to overcome when we're tired. How do we focus? How do we concentrate? How do we dig down deep inside and rise up and make plays in critical situations of the game? And a lot of times that comes with being tired. So it's all just part of, you know, as much as training them physically, it's about training them mentally.
There's a lot to love when you hear him say all of those things, but I understand why even the physical drills like that are such an important part of practice. I am all for the make practice as hard as possible so the games are easier concept.
It really does go back to the simple, the four words, part of my mantra, work smarter, not harder. But you have to kind of set that baseline of what the toughness level needs to be to operate under what we're going to ask you to do for the next 6 weeks. And then obviously the 18 weeks beyond that, when you're talking about the regular season. So I do understand why you have that specific up, down, slash, are you throwing up, and going back to when we used to go to two-a-days in the NFL. I mean, if you've ever played high school football south of the Mason-Dixon line, you know about the two-a-days as a high school football player.
You're doing up, down, somebody's throwing up, maybe two dudes are lining up opposite each other on a 2x4. That might have just been random schools I covered in Oklahoma and Texas, but still.
Yeah, no, but so to that point, Dennis Allen is trying to set a tone just like Ben Johnson is trying to set a tone with his defense. And I think it's important mainly because you start and you want everyone healthy. It never works out that way. Somebody's always going to be hurt. That's just the reality. Unfortunately, this year for the Bears, it's Jalen Johnson. So I was interested to hear what Dennis Allen would say about the fact that Jalen Johnson is out and maybe how it will impact his plans and his teammates.
Number one is I know Jalen's going to do everything he can to get himself back and get himself ready as quickly as possible. He's a consummate professional. So I feel good about him being ready when his body's ready to go. So from that standpoint, not a ton of concern there. And I think really for us, our focus really has to be on the guys that we have out here right now. We're going to work on coaching the hell out of them and getting those guys better. And look, sometimes you have to face some adversity. And how do you overcome that? And we'll get a good opportunity to see, you know, who wants to step up in his absence.
Yes, also adversity facing. Feels like football. But he's right.
It's
like
football, mister.
Yes, but there's a reason we talk about all these things. It's because they are a part of the game. I don't mind talking about that every day because it is part of the game. When he discusses why they are doing the drills they're doing, that is part of preparation. Grady Jarrett, who we love, also spoke to the importance of that grind in training camp.
I think the key is not ramping up. It's the key is going, you know, balls to the wall every day. And I think that's what's really helped me in my longevity is just going hard day in and day out. And this is the time where you really callous your body, get it right to be able to, so you can go sustain a long season and be healthy, because this is going to be the hardest time of the season. Well, you should make this the hardest time of the season because you'll be able to got physically, from a physical standpoint, the demands throughout the week won't be as heavy as us throughout the week until we get to the game day. So when you, this is the time where you, you know, it's time to get hard. Trying to really challenge yourself, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and you really push yourself to see how far you can go. And when the time do come and that game time do come, you know what you got in the tank, what you got in the trunk to go reach back and get the job done, you know. So it's up to us to really push ourselves daily, and not really not reserve nothing, not ramp up. Not, I mean, obviously there's sports science to it. I mean, I'm not talking recklessness, but I'm saying from the mindset and the effort standpoint, why not put your best foot forward every day and let the rest take care of itself?
Sounds like get ready to stay ready to me.
Grady Jarrett speaking here. He spoke yesterday to the media, Dennis Allen today up at Hallis Hall, as we talk about that here on Raheem and Harrison, looking for the leaders on this defense. Dennis Allen, he's the defensive coordinator. He's the guy. And then Grady Jarrett, I think he was brought in with a decade plus of NFL experience to be one of the vocal leaders. And that's, I think, on day one why it was the head coach, the GM, asterisk, and then you had Caleb Williams and Grady Jarrett. Think about that. That tells you how they view him and the fact that he was the first defensive player that was at the microphone from training camp. I think that tells you how they as an organization see Grady Jarrett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not just that, but to have that, the compliments that we heard from everybody in Atlanta talking about what Grady Jarrett meant to the team, what he meant to the defense, and how that was so much his real essence of having his body right as much as he possibly could every single day. Nobody was going to outwork him when it came to that. And yes, injuries do happen and they are a part of life. But having that mentality and just having a peer like that in the player group who can help when it comes to the harder days of the season, for example, having steady presences like Joe Tooney on the offensive side, you know, showing you that on your bad days, it might not still be as bad as you may think. Those are important pieces to this for me. You know, I think the reason they stressed veteran presence so much was because maybe there wasn't enough of it from guys seeing it on the other side, not just being veterans on the Bears, but knowing what it's like to be on teams where they have a different perspective. And I feel like he does.
We can go back to the offseason, and you're wondering, okay, what's going on defense? Who's leading what? And they asked Montez Sweat about it, and he's like, oh, you know, Jervon Dexter had us down there doing stuff with him. So I guess Jervon Dexter is, in the eyes of Bears defensive players, a leader. Now, maybe not to the level of Grady Jarrett because he has so much more experience, but of that group before Grady Jarrett arrived on the scene, there he was saying, hey, guys, we need to get together. We weren't good enough last year. Let's do some stuff.
I also don't know how, after we talked to TJ Edwards every week, don't you feel like he was also that in his consistency? And you knew you weren't going to get emotional comments from TJ Edwards. Now, did he have passion when he played the game? Yes. But when it came to some of the other stuff we heard from guys like Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson, who were within every right they had to speak, I feel like TJ Edwards knew his best role was to be himself, and that meant to be incredibly consistent and just day in, day out, play his game like he knew he could, and then you saw it on the field.
I think part of that frustration, though, Layla, is the fact that Cole Kmet, Jalen Johnson, all they've known is the struggle. You have a guy in TJ Edwards, even though he understands Bears' struggle from growing up as a Bears fan, he had been to a Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Right.
He knows what success actually looks like and has lived in the NFL. I think one of Jalen Johnson's biggest issues with his place with the Bears is understanding it doesn't really matter how good I am. The team can't be good unless we are just better together. And so I think working through that for Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson was part of the issue.
And going back to guys who have been on other teams, you know, we mentioned Montez Sweat. That Commanders team he was on was nothing like the one we just saw this past season.
Absolutely not.
That Commanders organization was nothing like we saw the one that was this past season.
I'm glad you brought that up because they were able to turn the page with the sell of the team, new leadership, and that's what you're hoping that Ben Johnson, who is obviously the big man on campus at Hallis Hall, can do for this Bears team. We're going to find out together.
I want more motivation from Grady Jarrett. Can we do that? Can we play another motivational Grady Jarrett clip? Let's go.
I think really just pressing on when the excitement dies down. You know, this first week, this acclimatization period is going to be fun, exciting. Guys going to be happy to go to work. It's going to be them dog days in camp, you know, when we got to go pass back-to-back. We do tackling periods. We go against these. We got to stack up another week of joint practices and things like that. That's going to be the things that really, really prove our character and things how we're going to be as a team this year. And I think overcoming those things, I know we will, is going to make us stronger as a unit and bring us closer together together as a whole team, offense, defense, everybody involved. But we got to go through that dirt. You know, we got to go through that pain. And I think that's what's going to really, in the end, draw us together.
Robbie is giggling over there.
I just, like, when he says, got to go through that dirt, first thing in my head, hell yeah. Just like, oh, hell yeah.
Right? You're running through the tunnel.
I'm going through any wall. I'm not even a Bears fan. I want to run through a wall just because of Grady Jarrett.
He said he'll create his own tunnel. Robbie's, that's what he's saying after listening to Grady Jarrett say what he had to say.
Cue up Crazy Train. Get the cheerleaders to unfurl the banner, the paper one that says, like, beat opposing team.
You know, they don't do the paper banner anymore. They have, like, the Velcro that just reattaches so they don't have to do it every week. I just learned that recently.
All that work painting clever signs for nothing. Nothing.
It's about efficiency, Layla. Work. What? Smarter, not harder.
I would argue that in that case, when you have personalized messages for each week, that you are working smart.
The small poster board for the messages, but the big banner.
No,
we used to do the
massive banner.
I know,
like,
you did.
Beat so and so.
It's a lot. Or
like,
time.
You call that a state title? Whatever. Run. Yep, and that's how it goes.
They got the music playing for you and everything.
Exactly. It's on some poor sound system that hasn't been improved for a while, and it sounds all fuzzy because there's a bunch of spider webs in the speakers and stuff.
Oh, wow. You're stuck on spiders today. I just noticed that.
Well, no, I mean, there were spiders that I had to dodge on the sidewalks in my commute, and I do believe in spiders. So, yeah.
I'm with
but
it.
The spider webs are also, clogging up a lot of speakers over there.
What do you mean you believe in spiders? I think just exist.
I'm saying I believe in Spider-Man.
No, I support them. They do a lot of work for me that I don't want to do myself. Like, ew, I don't want to kill that bug. Spider's like, no worries, Layla, I got this. Well, and it's a team.
I thought you were about to say, I support spiders like I support aliens. Like,
I think aliens are real. I support Peter Parker. I support Miles Morales. I support Peter B. Parker. I support all the Spider-Men.
Just don't step on them. They got places to go.
Okay.
Other things, yeah, step. Roaches and whatnot. But spiders, no. Just watch out for them. They're on your walk right now in the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.